Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in-house. Shelby Van Horn is with us here this morning. Shelby is the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator. You got a couple of events coming up we're going to talk about here today. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, cold like everybody else.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's
way
definitely been a cold,
cold
one.
Yeah, usually when you get to this point in the year, when you are planning some of these events for Cass County 4-H'ers, you're usually thinking that, spring, warmer weather, maybe some of this stuff you can almost do outside. Not so much right now. Not at all.
Yeah, we've had several camps and different things that we've had to reschedule and kind of shuffle around, but hopefully we're on the uphill slide of things and can continue with our fun outdoor programs because those are some of my favorites.
Have you had weigh-ins yet?
We have had beef weigh-in, but earlier in December it was pretty...
It was decent.
It was mild, actually. I was in there with just a sweatshirt on the scale house, so that's...
You wouldn't do that today.
No, today definitely not.
Wouldn't do that at all. Hey, let's talk about some of the events coming up. You got a couple of things coming up here to support and to celebrate, I guess, a little bit with 4-H here locally. Starting this Thursday night, you got your pancake supper again.
Yeah, so our annual 4-H endowment pancake supper is this Thursday, March 7th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. We have the Pancake Man again, and he'll be dishing up fresh pancakes, and they're all you can eat for $6, and for kids 5 and under, they're $4. So,
do you usually get pretty good support for this?
Yeah, we always usually have a lot of community support and 4-H family support, so that's the really cool thing about this is that a lot of people don't know that 4-H is free for all youth in Cass County. A lot of other counties do not have that incentive or offer that. So we are able, by having the pancake supper and the endowment, we are able to offer that free to all youth. So this is a big event to help support and offset that for them.
Yeah, we should maybe clarify that too. 4-H in Cass County is not free. We make it free to the youngsters.
Yes, that's exactly what we do. And that's why we rely on this big fundraiser for SAY to help that happen and keeping that going, for the future. So it's a really cool thing that we offer.
So come on, eat. You're going to eat anyway, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to eat dinner, so you might as well come out and let somebody else do the cooking and the cleaning and all that stuff and be able to benefit a good opportunity there. And it's not like they're jacking up the price to, pull in some big dollars. It's a reasonable price.
Yep, for sure. That's one of the things that we like. It's a family, friendly, fun event that is really low cost. We're not making a lot of money, but just enough to help keep 4-H free in Cass County.
And you've got some other activities that'll be going on during the evening as well?
Yeah, so we always have a silent auction, and our 4-H clubs and other community support and local businesses donate items, and we kind of just auction those off, and that's another way to kind of bring in some extra dollars to help with, Clover Kids or STEM activities, scholarships, whatever we feel fits.
Okay, very good. Now, again, that's coming up this Thursday night at the Cass County Community Center?
Correct. Yep, that's the location.
Okay, it's from 5 until 7:30 p.m., so come on out. Shelby mentioned the cost is very inexpensive, $6 per plate for adults, $4 for youth 5 and under, so you can bring the family out reasonably and help to support and be able to do all those things and, maybe bring a little extra money along just in case you want to get involved in that auction.
Yeah, we have some really cool items coming in through our doors. So that's always my favorite thing each year is the different items we get. We never get similar items, so that's always fun.
You don't have to beat the door down to get people to donate those items?
No, not too much. Our 4-H clubs are really good about that. They realize that we help them by giving, letting them be a part of 4-H for free. So a lot of the clubs are willing to donate and help give back. So
are there some 4-H'ers in the county that you suspect might not be able to participate if they were charged the regular fee?
We don't have that exactly pinpoint for sure. I couldn't really tell you because for as long as I've been in this position, 4-H has been free. But I know in other counties that there is some youth and families that struggle to find that $30 to pay for that. So I do think it's beneficial, and it's, you know, just a, it's a great way to support those kids and their projects and what they're doing through the year.
It just takes away one more obstacle to
youngsters so being involved. That's the coolest thing. I can go out and recruit kids and be like, it doesn't cost you anything, just give it a try, you know, whereas if there is that fee, they may be hesitant to try it out. So
absolutely, very good. So come on out and support. Again, that's this Thursday, March 7th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. They'd love to have you there. Just enjoy the night. Now, coming up on Sunday, too, you've got an opportunity, I guess, talking about enjoy. That's just a chance to get out and have some fun and kind of get together as a big group.
Yeah, so on Sunday we have our 4-H Mardi Gras, and that's from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. And the kids kind of just put together activities with their group, their 4-H group, and they get to determine how many tickets they're going to charge for their game. And then all the proceeds of that go back to the 4-H clubs themselves. So it's kind of a little fundraiser for them. Some of the activities that we're going to have are like a photo booth, the ring toss, a dessert walk, a youth council Mardi Gras jail, which is always a very popular event, a boot toss, and then some of the clubs are going to be selling walking tacos and pop floats. So they have a lot going on. And then the admission this year is free. In the past, it's been 50 cents to get in, but we made that free this year, and then the tickets are just 10 cents each. So again, another really low-cost, fun event, and then a lot of the clubs have prizes at their station that they give out. So
sure. Do the clubs kind of determine amongst themselves who's going to be in charge of like concession items and who will be in charge of games and things?
So it's kind of funny how that works. So there's some clubs that have been doing they pretty much stick to their game that they do or their activity that they do. They don't really veer away from them too often. So the club that's been doing the walking tacos has been doing the walking tacos for years. So they just know that that works good for them. And then the one that does the pop floats have also been doing that for several years. So they kind of just decide what they want to do. But those two are, seem to be pretty popular items for that day.
Sure. But you do get some variance now and again, year to year, in the different games and activities.
Yeah, every year we get, you know, some clubs are like, oh, that didn't go as well as we'd like, then they want to do a different game. So we do have variance, and then we also have the ones that are, you know, very set on what they're doing from year to year. So
find something that works, stick with it.
Yep.
Make it
for
happen.
Sure.
Now, you'd think, well, a 10 cents per ticket, you're not going to raise a lot of money doing this, but it just depends on how much fun you want to have, and the opportunity is there. And this gives the young children a chance to participate and see what 4-H is like, too.
Yeah, so that's a really cool thing. Again, it's a family-friendly event, so it's for kids of, like, all ages. 10 cents, yeah, it's not, it doesn't seem like we're going to raise a lot, but I would say on average, most of the clubs charge, like, 4 tickets for a game. And we have clubs that, you know, raise anywhere from $40 to $100 every year. So I'd say that they a lot of them use this as their one of their sole fundraisers for their club. So it kind of helps them get going, and they get to go on, you know, tours or do different activities through their clubs then.
So the individual money that's raised stays with that individual club that raised it.
Yes.
The Rams raise that money, it stays with the Rams club.
Yes, that's for sure. Yep, that's right. So if the Rams were to raise $100.
Now let's say 200.
200.
Yeah.
Okay,
set
we're
going
to go
higher.
Big. Okay. So if they were to raise 200, then they get to use that 200 for that year and do what their club votes and gets to make motions on what they want to do.
Why is that important? They all have a treasure. They do have a treasury, but sometimes it can be a little bit more, a little bit less. But what is that money used for then? Why is it important to raise that?
So yeah, like I said earlier, those clubs, so our 4-H clubs don't have they don't have thousands and thousands of dollars, but they have enough to be able to go do fun activities like bowling or
right.
Go on,
so that's
those.
That's what it's used for.
Yeah, that's what it's used for. So those different activities, some of them use that money to give back also. So they use, if they were to raise, you know, $200, sometimes they give, you know, $100 back to waive the endowment cost. So they kind of get to choose what they want to do with their money, per se.
Yeah, because it's all student run.
Yep.
It's all youth run.
Yep.
Very good. And that Mardi Gras again is coming up this Sunday, and that's at the Cass County Community Center also.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 4.
Yep, 2 to 4 p.m.
Everybody's welcome, even if you don't have people involved in 4-H?
Yep, it's open to the public, so anyone, we encourage everyone to come out and have some fun.
And maybe for some youngsters, that'd be their first experience to see what 4-H is like.
Correct.
Always in sales, aren't we?
Yes, always in sales, and it's free. So.
Right. Very good. All right, so stop on out. Two opportunities for you there to help support the Mardi Gras coming up on Sunday afternoon, and then the Pancake Supper coming up this Thursday evening. It's been a couple of popular events here locally, and it's been a very active 4-H group here in Cass County. So help keep it that way. Thanks for coming in, Shelby. Appreciate it.
Thank you.